If you have ever traveled with a child, or you have traveled as a child, you have encountered the question. And sometimes it is posed with anticipation and excitement, other times with annoyance and a tinge of exasperation, and probably most powerfully in our memories, plaintively, with a whine. It doesn't matter if the trip is unfolding in the midst of beautiful countryside, or if one is roaring down the Autobahn at unimaginably exciting speeds, or one is sitting in the back of the most luxurious vehicle. The question is posed, are we there yet? And the answer comes, no. And then a few minutes later, are we there yet? No. A few more minutes pass. Are we there yet? No. We've all been part of this drama. We want to be there. And just as this is true of the road trip, it's also true of Advent and Christmas. And if you don't believe me, just look at the cues we're receiving from our wider culture. All of the decorations were up before Thanksgiving. Turn on the radio. And the music never ends. And you know well that for the next 3.5 weeks, they will not be playing O Come Emmanuel over and over again on the radio. No. It's all jingle bells. Joy to the world. Roasting chestnuts. We want Christmas and we want it right now. None of this Advent stuff, thank you very much. Now, this desire to be there is an understandable human impulse. Sometimes we're going somewhere exciting, a place we've dreamt of, have yearned to reach, a place like Jerusalem. The psalmist, a pilgrim, shared a song. And that's what these psalms are, songs. And today's reading, 122, is part of a group of 15 songs of ascent, shared by travelers heading to the temple, to Jerusalem, to participate in worship and the festivals. These psalms written in the post-exilic period, when the Jews were spread across the world. Going to Jerusalem was a big deal. And so there's excitement. But the psalmist isn't going to a political capital or a cultural center or an economic powerhouse. No, though all of these descriptions may be used, he's going to the house of the Lord. And all that symbolizes, all that represents, there, the Jews believed, there in the temple, in the rebuilt temple, no less, was God, God's presence here on earth. And so it was with joy and excitement that the pilgrims are coming into the presence of God. No wonder a song is led up. No wonder he wants to get there. And he prays for the city and its well-being. Now, the pilgrimage to Jerusalem was not something that one just undertook at the drop of a hat. It wasn't a lark. It required preparation and planning and resources. This was a big deal. And the same is true with our journey to Christmas. If you or I think we are ready for Christmas, we are wrong. We like to think about the adorable little baby in the manger and the angels fluttering overhead singing and shepherds and magi. But remember who that little baby is. Just as our forebears went to the temple to encounter the presence of God, we do the same. That Christ child is God incarnate. God here with us, Emmanuel. The God we heard about in the gospel lesson. We need to get ready. We need time to prepare for this meeting. And we'll do so through prayer and song and service and fellowship. So if you are tempted to ask the question, are we there yet? Thank God we are not. Thank God that you and I have the time to prepare ourselves, to get ready for the wonder, the joy, the mystery, the miracle that is unfolding around us.